the little part of the universe and Adam and all that stuff, 100 years ago we didn't know zilch about what is outside of the earth. We just imagine. And 100 years ago we were talking arrogantly about the things that we knew 100%. Then a lot of things have changed. The principle of uncertainty was proven, so don't be sure. The fourth dimension, time, which is a puzzling stuff and one-way stuff, it doesn't make the sixth dimension eight. Remember, those six are three, but they are double, up and down, left and right, back and forth, right? Time doesn't have that. Past doesn't exist. It's one-way dimension, we call it the seven particle. In a way, it changes everything. Now we know about the exception. We know that there is no 100% room. No, it couldn't. In this universe, you should open your eyes and see the reality. Life is reality, not death. The value goes to life, not death. And in a way, there is no death. Because in a way, every ripple counts. And you're trying to make a difference out there. Let's say you are. This is something which is very new. The idea of doing something good out there. Okay, and that ripple will be always there. If your wish is not to be the richest man walking on the earth and the biggest influence, if your dream is touching more hearts, right? When do you die? This guy was like this, and he liked to touch the hearts. And he's still doing it. Is he dead or alive? Which part you count for his life? Because if you ask him, what was your today? He would say, today was wasted. Because I didn't touch anyone's heart. So he himself will divide his life to two parts. I did something good and I didn't. Right? Do you dare to count this his life, not this? Because that part had died, right? That part which doesn't do anything for anyone, does something for the ego and the self. That part of him is dead. And he didn't value that part of it. He was living for this part. He was living for his heart and touching the hearts. And he's still doing it. Therefore, really, who is alive, who is dead? The definition of death we don't know. We knew it when we were stupid enough not to know the ego. Do you remember there was a time that the ego was just a word? And this is 19th century. In 20th century, we realized ecosystem, and something will be explained with the environment. There is no separation between something and the environment of that something. And nowadays, we realize it in a very deep, sensational understanding of a human being. You know, human being is the environment that a human being is living in and creating both. Because we create it and we live in it. We are a part of it. That way is that, look at it that way and look at these possibilities, potentialities, which is coming from nowhere. The future is full of surprises. And you cannot see them. Therefore, look at yourself. You're not one. At least you're two. Spring and the autumn. Look at you, you're going up and down. So this up and down is nothing. It's you. But you, you should open your eyes. The medicine is there, but it's up to you to sniff it. You know what's the medicine? Medicine for the eye. Don't you remember? It's the shirt of Joseph. Means the cover of the beauty. Jacob was blind, right? And Rumi will say 100 times that, look at it, the guy is carrying the shirt, but the guy is blind and feels nothing. Jacob is sitting in Canaan, smells this shirt, and this smell is going to open his eyes to the truth. So, the beauty in this universe is made to attract you. You are made in a way that heart in you will run faster when you're looking at beauty. So grab the message. The message is in you, the tendency towards goodness. You should smell it. Pay attention to it. It will change you. In the story I told you, the meaning of this parrot dying was to be needy. Means the parrot died because needed something else which was not in its hand. It was in the hand of the merchant, right? So the parrot died. He said, go and make yourself a cadaver, like a cadaver, between needing and not having. You see, these are two paradoxical meaning. The message is, die from this one, then you will be saved, you will be resurrected. And at the end of the story, he insisted upon one thing. He said, you have tried your way for so many years. Try this way for a short time. You will see the difference. Years you have been heart-jagging rock, once for the sake of experiment, come down and be your heart. Switch from this to that. And that will end the sixth story. We need another story to explain this, the outcome of this. How to quit doing it for show-off. Because the show-off is in you. It's created. The animal should show off. Because the appearance is there. The eye is there. And everybody knows that the eye is not the first sensation we have. Life didn't start with the eye. You know life starts with what? Smell. Smell. Because in the ocean, you have direct contact with everything that's the water, and you smell. Then, other senses will come. The one which is differential really is this. And there are two types of this. One is for seeing widely, one is for seeing deeply. This is the wide-angle stuff. A lot of animals, their eyes is like this because it will cover almost everywhere. But there are animals like this. These are hunters. They have to see the depth when they are hunting. We are one of those. So you have hunting eyes. I hope you hunt for something worthy of that. Because nowadays you don't need this to find your food anymore. Your food is already prepared for you, and you don't escape the death by not being eaten because nothing will eat you. But but with his eyes, we are looking at each other mainly, and we see each other because the rest of the animals are only in TV, because they are not dangerous one. You could see the leopard without wetting yourself. That's what we do. Therefore, use your eyes to hunt something good. Means you played your music in so many variety of tunes. Rumi next time will give you a new tune to tune your musicality. We have two stories left, right? We'll fit these two stories, inshallah. How fast? Let's go fast. Because you know it all, don't you? I think a lot of my explanations are unnecessary, uncalled for. From the look you give me,